This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
.7 WMDX. What the hell am I doing here?
God. That's what we were wondering.
Yeah.
You're sick, man. Why?
I know.
Call in.
Are you still like sick?
No, I'm not real sick.
Sick.
You know, it's just that I need so much rest and relaxation and, you know, something maybe, you know, south of the border. at this point. The doctor, you know, I'm in there and, you know, I've got shingles. And he said, you know, the reason you got this, not just because of the vaccine that you didn't get, but you are also worn out. You're just stressed out. You're worn out. You have to take it easy. Relax.
The election maybe
That's
wore
it.
You out.
That's got to be
You don't
be
think
it.
He was worn out beforehand?
Well, leading up to the election, probably. Because we've been talking about having a vacation. It's, you know, we've been here for a year. We haven't really taken any break.
Well, we gave up the vacation.
We did.
Yeah.
I was going to take a vacation.
Did you get anything in exchange for giving up the vacation?
No. You got to get a better agent.
Because we're the worst agents for ourselves.
Yeah, we really are.
We can't negotiate anything.
We have no idea.
We're terrible.
Yeah. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to have you back.
And, yeah.
You know, hope you're, you know, we won't try to stress you out anymore, but boy. There's a lot of news going on.
I know.
We'll get to it all, but it's 8 minutes past the hour, and it's chilly out there this morning. 37 degrees, pretty seasonal bull for this time of year. High. Let's see, what's the high temperature today? Let's use the. Let's get the lottery balls out because we got them. Might
as well
use them.
Get out the balls.
Yeah. There we go.
Take on our balls.
Okay. Have your balls. We're going bowling.
Right, exactly.
First number is 4. Mm-hmm. Second number is 8. 48 for a high today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'll be just about where we should be for this time of November.
I listened to
November.
Some of the program, you know.
Yeah.
You sure kept Catherine in line, you know. She wanted to go off in some direction.
Well, it's not easy, but yeah.
Yeah,
got to rein her in every once in a
while. Yeoman's job.
Oh, thank you. I'm sure she's listening right now.
And that means.
Yeah, I don't know what a yeoman is.
I don't either.
I think it's a sailing term, right? Sam, you're the sailor. Sammy's the sailor.
I sail a styrofoam boat. You think I know what sailing terms are?
Of course you would qualify to know.
I think a yeoman is sort of an all-around type of sailor. It can do just about anything.
It's a good thing that we have Google to tell us.
Yeah. Why don't we find out?
Okay. I think it is a sailing term.
There's two definitions. A man holding and cultivating a small landed estate or a servant in a royal or noble household.
Well, it has nothing to do with sailing.
No, it doesn't.
I thought they...
Sounds like a sailing term.
Yeoman.
Okay.
Yeah, it sounds like they'd be on a ship.
Yeah.
Didn't they use that term on Star Trek? I thought maybe they did.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Well, we'll have to do a little more deeper research on that.
See if there's a reference to Star Trek in that definition
somewhere. Okay.
I highly doubt it.
Yeah. A little bit later on, we're going to have Judy Davidoff here from the Isthmus.
Yes.
Brand new Isthmus out last Thursday and big article on Civic Media in that.
That's right. That's right.
In that paper, and
you're a big critic. You're going to talk to her about that and make sure that next time she mentions us or puts our name in bold.
Yeah, that got left on the cutting room floor again.
Somehow,
we never mentioned.
They just didn't have enough pages for that.
I've got some news to break to you. I don't think Isthmus actually wrote that article. They carried it in their issue this month.
It was a reprint,
right? Yeah, exactly.
From some other like a radio magazine.
I think it was Wisconsin Watch. Maybe I could be wrong
that
about
one.
That.
Okay.
Anyway, we'll get the scoop on everything
else.
And
if anybody wants to listen to a wonderful interview, We were on Pete Schwab's show last night.
Oh, that's right. And they just replayed that.
Yeah, we just heard it driving into work.
Right.
And
it was fun.
It was riveting.
We didn't really talk about much. I mean, we kind of meandered through the whole interview.
Yeah.
But it was fun. It was always fun to have Pete on the show or be on his show. We should have him back here sometime.
I want to talk to him about movies and television and, you know, some of the other movies that he has had directors of on his show.
Right.
Like Lake Michigan Monster and 100 Beavers.
Yeah, he loves that movie. And I want to see that movie because it sounds hilarious.
I think it's on HBO right now.
Oh, is it? I know it's coming out on Blu-ray soon.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I'm gonna buy a copy when it comes
clean
out.
And we got to get Todd Michaels on the show.
Yes.
He was filling in for Conrad last night.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about Ghost last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Todd produces Mino and the Mayor, right?
Mm-hmm. Up in
Green Bay, so it's hard to get him on our show.
And he does Ghost tours, investigations,
He's all into that. Yeah. All right, well, let's get into the National Day Calendar. All right. Let's fire it up. Okay. Is it or is it not? What is it today? It is the 12th day of November. Is it National French Dip Day? Is it National Polka Day? How about National Chicken Soup for the Soul Day? Or National Pizza with the Works Except Anchovies Day? Which one is it not? John?
Pizza without Anchovies Day?
Actually, it is National Pizza with the Works Except Anchovies Day.
You gotta be kidding me. I'm leaving now.
That's today, National Pizza with with the Works Except Anchovies. I don't know if I said that right the first time, but that's what it is. Sam, do you have a guess of what day it is not?
It's not Polka Day, is it?
You are correct, sir.
All right.
It is not National Polka Day, but we hope there'll be a day like that sometime soon.
I'm getting a little suspicious here. You guys are working against me on this.
Yeah, we're conspiring.
That's what we do.
So the one you want me to pick, you kind of hesitate on and make it seem like you made a mistake. Or you're just ad-libbing at that point. And, you know.
There's a tell. I do.
There is a tell.
Picked up
and
on
I'm
it,
not but... ever picking up on it.
All right. It's National French Dip Day. Mm. Don't you just love some ajouge with your sandwich? Ajouge?
I'm going to just a little gravy with it.
We got to get Julian on that.
Fire
that doesn't
him
sound like a real word.
Let's get Julian on the line there.
That doesn't sound like a real word.
A-U-space. Served up hot, tender slices of beef or pork on a French roll. That's what a French dip is all about. Sometimes you add cheese, otherwise key ingredients are ajouge and spice mustard. Spice mustard?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing, you know, ajouge is just the water that drips off.
That's all
beef.
It is. It's just the watery fat.
Ugh.
Yeah. A combination of tender beef swimming in a flavor bath of pan drippings.
Water.
Absorbed. Into the crusty roll makes a French dip a decadent multi-napkin experience.
Oh, God.
Multi-napkin experience.
Yeah. I've had those. Well, that's every you're an idiot. You pour the ajouge all over it.
The place.
You're not going to do that.
Make a mess of things. Okay. Do we find Julian saying ajouge? Let's hear it.
Do you say it? In French, it is said as au jus. Au jus.
Au
jus.
Au jus.
Meaning in its juice. In English, this is generally said as au jus.
Au jus.
Pretty straightforward word.
It sounds the same
au
in
jus.
French and English.
French.
Au jus.
Au jus.
It does sound the same.
Wait, turn him back off. Is he done?
I think
okay,
that's all he's got
mind.
To say.
Wow.
Au jus. Okay. That's what it is, French dip day. So have a French dip sandwich.
It's a
today.
French word for watery gravy. Why not?
It.
Put it on a sandwich, eat it.
Here's one I know you'll love, John. National Chicken Soup for the Soul Day.
There it is right
yeah,
there.
You like chicken soup, right? Who doesn't?
Oh, I guess so.
Well, you either do or you don't. Do you?
Well, no, it depends on what you put in it.
Well,
how you make it. I like a creamy chicken soup.
Okay.
What? I don't like watery.
Creamy
I don't
chicken
like,
soup.
I don't like watery soups at all.
Okay.
I don't think
I like
I've ever
creamy
had a creamy
soups.
Chicken soup.
Gotta have some substance to them. A little chicken soup does a lot of good. It's warm and hearty. As we cup our hands around the bowl, the heat radiates into our bodies, it says here. Steam hits our face with a comforting aroma. Similar to what chicken soup does for our bodies, the regular nurturing of our souls benefits our health. Whether you pick up a book or meditate or go for a long walk, reflect on who you are and your achievements. What's that got to do with soup?
This got real philosophical.
It did.
Ridiculous.
It's dumb.
It is soup season, so...
Yeah, I have a bowl of chicken soup. Yeah, I had soup last night. Well, check it out.
I mean, just go to the supermarket, get a can of Campbell's cream of chicken soup, and try it.
Okay,
pretty good.
They still have a lot of Campbell's soups in the grocery store. I mean,
they have thought of everything. They have all these different ways of making it now. You know, it's without salt.
Mm.
You know, it's with less salt.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all good though. Soup is good food.
It is. I do love it.
National Pizza with the Works, except for Anchovies Day, is today. Hold the fishes, it says here.
Oh, God.
Anchovy lovers, move over on November 12th. All the other pizza lovers get their due and pile on their toppings, except for the anchovies.
Get out of the way.
I can't handle anchovies
at all.
No,
I just hate them. Ugh. Yeah.
Well, whoever thought of that? Pineapple, I'm okay with that now. I didn't do that for a long time.
You and I have turned on to pineapple for some reason at about
pizza.
The same time. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't mind it at all.
They make it good
now. Pretty
good.
Yeah, they do with Canadian bacon.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And it's got less fat in it.
Yeah.
And they make non-nitrate bacon now, so you can always put that on, and it's a little safer.
Have a little feast. Sam, do you have anything for the history books today? Let's dust it off and get going here. Keep her moving.
It takes me a second to get it dusted off. Jeez.
Why is there so much dust in this studio?
Jeez Louise.
Oh, man.
Goodness gracious. Gordy, here's one for you. This happened like way before the Beatles came along, actually, which I'm kind of surprised about. But today, well,
he knows nothing about that then.
What? Yeah.
All he knows about, he just knows the Beatles.
Yeah.
Well, today in 1931. Some 31 years before the Beatles came along, Abbey Road Studio opened.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Yeah, it's in a residential area over there in London.
Mm-hmm. Have you been there?
No, I would love to go sometime. Yeah. But, they used to have all kinds of big symphony orchestras record there. Mm-hmm. And,
wow.
Yeah, it's been there a long, long time. It's actually a really huge facility in a residential area, but it fits in. Residential.
So, is it more than just a recording studio? Do they have like a record plant there or something?
No.
Did the Beatles buy it or something? Is it? It was part of Apple Records.
No. No.
Really bad. We don't know anything. We don't know anything about the Beatles.
Okay. When we come back, Sam will have the rest of the history for today and birthdays and all kinds of great stuff. John and Gordy in the Morning, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
This line is huge.
It's like this all the time.
Isn't that Banya guy?
Oh, no. It is. Just be still.
Not too late. I think he picked up the scent.
Hey, Jerry. I didn't know you liked soup.
Hard to believe.
This guy makes the best soup in the city, Jerry. The best. You know what they call him? Soup Nazi.
Shh. All right, I'm not letting you cut in line.
Why not?
Because if he catches us, we'll never be able to get soup again.
Okay.
Medium turkey chili.
Medium crab bisque.
You didn't get any bread.
Just forget it. Let it go.
Excuse me. I think you forgot my bread.
Oh, bread, no. $2 extra.
$2? But everyone in front of me got free bread.
You want bread?
Yes, please.
$3! No soup for you.
No soup for you.
Oh, God.
In honor of National Chicken Soup Day today. John's spit up all over himself.
I spit coffee on him. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Take you anywhere.
I know.
Jeez. Yeah. You do need some more chicken soup, though.
It was timing, though, wasn't it? I mean, the way they sent it.
I know. That was genius.
Yeah.
That whole soup Nazi thing. Yeah. Classic Seinfeld.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to the history book stuff and wrap this thing up, right?
No, let's keep it alive for another hour and a half.
Okay. Yeah, great idea. You didn't prepare anything for the show today because you were sick yesterday, right?
That's my excuse, right?
Okay.
Nothing. We got nothing to talk about.
We got plenty.
I remember like a couple of months ago, we mentioned the invention of the ATM, and you said that when they first came out, it was a problem because you were running your bank account dry. We've got another banking innovation in the history books today. Hmm. Today, in 1946, was the very first drive-through bank.
Okay. Oh, 1946,
wow. Where you could drive through and then see a teller like right outside your car window.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
Not
really.
It is. It's amazing. That's so long ago.
Yeah. Before restaurants really took it up, even, I think.
That's right.
And you think of those old cars of the 40s going through a drive-through window.
Those were gigantic windows in those old cars.
Yes. And, did they have bulletproof glass back then and the whole security thing? They didn't have security cameras.
Are you overthinking this?
I am. All right. Move on.
They probably didn't need to have those things until it became an issue that people were exploiting.
Right. Exactly. Everybody behaved themselves
back
then.
What else happened today? Today in 1954, Ellis Island closed.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. I forget when they opened. It was sometime in the late 1800s they opened, but processed millions of immigrants coming into the country. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah. We've got to do that again, I think.
What? Ellis Island?
Yeah, just close it down.
And talk to Stephen Miller and again.
Yeah, maybe do the opposite of that. That sounds like a great
idea.
There
you go. See?
That's where they're going to deport people that send them to Ellis Island, ship them away somewhere?
I guess so.
I got this.
Oh, yeah.
The screen capture of Lady
Statue,
Liberty.
Statue of Liberty with her head in her hands, crying. And
sitting, crying.
Sobbing. Yeah. Okay. Thanks for bringing us all down.
Now I'm sad, John. Thanks a lot. You know,
I bring the sad downer stories in.
You
usually bring
us back down to earth.
No, I do.
Thanks for doing that. Yeah. Anything else in the history books? Birthdays or anything?
There are a couple birthdays here. Elizabeth Cady Stanton, one of the famous early suffragettes, was born today. And the musician Neil Young, born today in 1945.
Neil Young.
I tried to be like Neil Young.
You wear a lot of flannel, you know, and that's good.
Well, that's only recent, but...
He's Canadian.
Yeah, way back when, I tried to raise my voice up like Neil Young.
Oh, I'm seeing the needle and the damage.
It kind of worked. I could get up there and I could do it. But, you know, it sounded like Neil Young. Why would I want to do that?
Nobody wants to do that. Neil's got that cornered.
He really does.
The falsetto, the weak falsetto sound. It's perfect for him.
So, what I did when I tracked it, I double tracked it to make it. Have a little bit of harmony.
Did you do a Neil Young song, or was it song that you wrote?
It was one of my own, I could never do other people's songs, and I regret that now, but I just had no inclination whatsoever to do somebody else's music.
It's kind of sad.
Yeah, it is. It's terrible. Get out the handkerchiefs.
I hope you're okay.
I want to say hello to Sherry. Thank you, Sherry, so much for welcoming me back. She's
got a love.
Yeah, little
love,
emoji
love
there.
Hearts. Yeah, that's nice.
Little kitty drinking coffee.
Cat drinking coffee.
Yeah.
That's you right before you spit it out during the soup Nazi bit.
You can send us a text at 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK. Or, you know, get on the Civic Media app. That's the easy way to.
Yeah.
And you can text us anything. It pops right up on our screen right in front of us and distracts us from whatever we're talking about. Any birthdays today?
Mentioned a couple, but you were talking earlier this morning and yesterday about what I was doing over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. What?
So I've got this old Volkswagen Bug, and it's been a long and annoying, hard process to try and build a new engine for it.
Well, you blew up the other engine.
I did. I did, yes.
Nice going.
But this past weekend, I finally got a new one running. The process to get it running didn't go exactly smoothly. I almost lost a finger.
Oh, no!
And I also had to siphon gasoline in order to do it.
That's fun.
I never, ever recommend doing that now.
Yeah. Did you swallow some?
I don't think. Well, maybe I did, because I burped like a couple hours later, and it tasted like gas again.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you don't want to ever siphon gasoline.
Don't
ever do that again. You could kill yourself.
You said... You didn't personally try it. You and a friend tried it once, right?
Yes, my friend was more reckless, and he didn't have a problem siphoning gas, so I thought, well, he can do it then.
Why did you have to do this, though?
Well, we took a road trip to the very top of the state, and we thought we could make it. You know, gas is only 25 cents a gallon.
The old days, yeah.
So apparently we didn't have enough money to buy gas.
Really broke.
And we went to a bar up there, and while I was in the bar drinking a beer, he was out drinking gasoline, siphoning cars.
So you had enough money to buy some beer, but not to drive back home.
Exactly.
You got to have your priorities.
We did back then. Yeah, we always had to drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you get real sick after you siphoned it off?
Well, we didn't think we needed that much gasoline.
It's not an easy process.
And we ran out. As we got closer to Milwaukee, and we didn't quite make it, so I sold a...
What did you sell?
I sold my cigarettes.
Okay. There's more to that story.
A carton of cigarettes.
Yeah, sure. A 629. Coming back with Idiocracy on John and Gordy in the Morning, 92.7 WMDX.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
As the 21st century began, intelligence continued to decline until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
What an idiot! Oh, what a loser!
Now listen, Grapehead. I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Oh, we got a story, maybe to stop the propagation of MAGA.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, what about Sam's idiocracy story?
I know. We got to start off with that one because, it sounds really horrific, doesn't it?
this has something to do with your
crisis averted.
Your Volkswagen again, right?
That's right. So
you shouldn't have driven the Volkswagen without having a spare engine.
What
do
year?
You have a spare engine for your Prius?
Or the Karmann Ghia?
Yeah.
Now that you asked, no.
So what was the year? What is the year of your VW?
74.
Okay.
It's an old one, not one of the new Beetles.
And you blew up the old engine.
I didn't exactly blow it up. Right, it just
started leaking oil.
It just started hemorrhaging oil. Yeah. Yes. But this new engine, I was cleaning out like some of the passageways that the oil goes into. And I had the bright idea to use my pinky finger because it was the only thing that I could like fit in there.
Sure, makes sense.
And in order to do this, I had the engine like sitting between two tables. I had like a card table on each side of me, and I was laying under it with like this hole right above my head. And I stick my finger up into this hole. And then it gets stuck.
Oh!
There's like threads at the bottom of this hole, and it's just grabbed my finger. And like every time I'm trying to pull my hand out, I'm thinking I'm going to like dislocate and pull my finger off.
Yeah.
I knew a guy who did that in high school, and I didn't want to end up like him.
God.
And so I was like sitting there for 5 minutes freaking out and panicking. Not wondering what I'm going to do with like a 200-pound hunk of metal above my head. Thank God it finally came out, though. I just happened to wiggle it in the right way to get it loose.
Did it have any oil in it at all?
Not when I was doing that. Not, no.
Yeah. All right. It sounds horrible. I mean, it, you know, first of
could
all,
have been tragic. Right?
I don't know. I don't know how smart it is to have an engine propped up on two tables.
Card tables. That's a couple hundred pounds at least, right?
Don't make the smartest decision.
No. Oh man.
Oh God.
Yeah, they aren't known for being sturdy.
Well, it's a good thing you didn't pull your finger off. Number one, yeah. And then secondly, pulled the engine down on top of you while you're trying to pull the finger off.
Exactly. I sit behind a computer all day. How on earth would I be able to do my job if I lost a finger?
That would be tough.
Well, I hate to say it. You fit into Idiocracy this morning.
Yes, I do. What do you have for Idiocracy today?
Yeah, what is it?
Well, this time it is a way to stop the Idiocracy from propagating.
Oh, thank God. You found a way.
Well, it's an idea that many women are going to now. It's called 4B.
And 4B.
4B is a movement where women swear off men.
I've heard of this, actually.
Dating and having sex, all that stuff gone.
What?
It's one way to at least protest the manosphere. All right?
Okay.
Now, I didn't want to say manosphere because I know it's kind of overdone now on the internet, but I brought it up here. Toxic manosphere.
It's but a the radical feminist movement. Okay.
It is. It's called it's a protest from 2017 that took hold in South Korea, and they call for women to boycott men, an offshoot of the Me Too movement as well, named after the Korean prefix bi or no. Adherents are asked to follow four prohibitions.
Okay.
No heterosexual marriage. No heterosexual dating, no heterosexual sex, and no childbearing under any circumstances.
Wow.
There you go. All right? So that's the way to get even with these toxic guys out there.
Okay.
So one TikToker wrote, after this election, where women were pretty much told to their faces that no one gives a damn about them. Don't forget, ladies, we do have power. Giving up our bodies to men is a choice. We don't have to do this.
Okay.
Now, I've gone out on many dates that this was already practiced.
This was in effect a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you part of the manosphere?
They've been practicing this for years.
Oh. I'm looking at something that just came in on the text. Can we describe that?
We can. It's Putin with a naked Trump on his lap.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Okay. You know, so this 4B movement, this is the first I've heard of this. So this is really starting to catch on.
It has caught on.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Probably not by much. I mean, you know, it seems like a difficult thing to
adhere
to. But. And get this, the South Korean government unveiled a new initiative targeted at improving the country's birth rate with, you know, like this, a birth map. You know, this is something I think the MAGAs will probably catch on to. They want to test you before you go out of state to see if you're pregnant. Okay, that's what they want to do, right, JD? Sprung that idea in America. So now in at least South Korea, they have a birth map rendered in shades of pink to rank towns and cities by the number of women of childbearing age.
Wow. This sounds like a science fiction movie setup to me somehow.
Yeah.
Let's go to the John and Gordy hotline right now. You can call us at 608-879-8255.
I'm writing that book tonight.
Are you? 879-TALK or just get on the Civic Media app. Mark is on the line this morning. Good morning, Mark. Go ahead with your question or comment.
Yeah, I heard your kid the earlier on the B4 movement, and that kind of reminded me of that play by Aristophanes called Lysistrata, where women went on the sex strike to stop the war. And good for them. I mean that in some ways that I'm kind of a I've been hearing this crap from the Republicans about, I guess some young men are going, your body, my choice.
Yes,
and,
right. Yeah. Nick Fuentes.
And a good old Nick Fuentes. It just is, what's going to happen in schools when these high school boys start spouting this crap off? Now, I didn't expect it to happen this early. Trump isn't even in office yet. They're acting, but they're strutting around like, you know, women are back in their place, and you know that, and it's going to be a man's world again. And
great,
yeah, yeah. Nick Valente has a lot of pull on the right because he's a white nationalist Nazi.
Yeah,
and he has actually made this movement into something.
Right.
Something that it's hard to even imagine that it would become a movement. But these toxic males are out there are certainly trying to get their voice out there and let themselves be counted, right?
And it's the whole toxicity that's going to seep into everything. Apparently, Jesse Waters is yapping about how wonderful it's going to be when he's looking forward to the videos of immigrants being loaded into trains and shipped off.
Wow.
And that I just couldn't help but think, what is the guy getting off now on, for the time being, getting off on the old images of the Nazis loading the Jews up in the cattle cars to send them to the death camps? Yeah. I mean, that it is just
sick.
What the hell is wrong with people?
I know, you know, just that thought alone makes you almost dislike anybody that is promoting something like this. I mean, you may have been okay with, you know, deporting people that aren't supposed to be here, which is still mind-boggling to me.
Yeah.
But when you start saying you're going to be entertained, or that'll be part of your entertainment is watching people being deported, then you got to rethink what you were thinking before that and just kind of move on from there.
Well, Mark makes a really good point. They're talking like they're already in charge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like day one, you know, it's like, okay, here we go.
That's right.
No, they're not, but they're acting like that.
Well, I'm hoping the Democrats do something to kind of hold off these idiots for at least 4 years, you know, put something in place that they're going to have a hard time getting around. Here's a story. Texas campus in uproar after protesters hold signs declaring women are property.
What?
Yeah.
Where is this in Texas?
This is in Texas, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Good Lord. What does it come to?
It's Texas State University and San Marcos united students on both sides of the political aisle in anger as the men paraded around in an hour before they were escorted off the property. So, they were really, really angry that these people showed up. And by the way, these men are not only just toxic males, but they're also Christian, strongly Christian males.
Yeah.
And that
the Christian right.
Christian nationalism is all part of this movement, and which is why we were saying, please don't vote Trump in, because all of these elements are coming together all at once. We've got corporate personhood is going to finally take over the economy completely, and then we have Christian nationalism who will set in place their moral judgments.
Yeah. They're coming out of the woodwork.
And white nationalists will be telling us that no one belongs in this country except for white men.
That's it. That's where it's headed. Sam, did you have a comment?
I was trying to recall something that I saw a few days ago. I've been seeing a lot of posts about the paradox of tolerance. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
So it's like the idea of tolerance being you're welcoming to everyone. But the paradox is that if you're welcoming to everyone, you need to welcome the people who are unwelcoming to other people.
Well, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I was trying to remember what this post from some, it was either philosopher or psychologist who wrote about thinking of that in a different way where it becomes like less of an actual moral issue when you think about it in some way. Again, I can't recall it right now, but it shouldn't really be an issue. You should just be welcoming to things as long as those things are not detrimental to other people.
Exactly.
Which so many of the philosophies of the incoming administration are. They're detrimental to so many people in this country.
Well, here we have a labor shortage.
Right.
And they're complaining that immigrants are coming here taking people's jobs. We have a labor shortage. You know, they're not taking a lot of other people's jobs at this point.
Right. There's a lot of migrant workers there right on the border, just on the other side of the border in Mexico.
We've got them here in town.
Well, yes, we have them here, but there are also a lot of them that head north, you know, actually throughout the year, but they're just on the other side of the border waiting for the process to go through so they can get legal visas,
yes,
work visas to come and work for a few months and then go back, you know, wherever they came from down south. And they're just they don't know what's going to,
That's going to come to a stop, I believe.
Yes, yeah. I think it already has, because they're all just waiting for what's next.
Yeah.
You know, they don't know what's next. And they don't want to come in and then be deported right
away.
You know?
Exactly. My neighbor is getting some new siding on his house, and the power went out around our neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
So I went over to see if maybe they had some power equipment that may have, you know, done
right.
that. Right. And no one spoke English.
Okay.
No one did.
Well.
And so, you know. It's always like that. I experience it a lot in my census taking. So.
Sure. We're getting some texts in here, and you can text us at 608-879-8255. This one says, the paradox of tolerance is a philosophical concept suggesting that if a society extends tolerance to those who are intolerant, it risks enabling the eventual dominance of intolerance, thereby undermining the way the principle of tolerance happens, I guess. And the paradox was articulated by philosopher Karl Popper in The Open Society and Its Enemies in 1945, way back then.
Makes sense.
Tolerance.
It does make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Guess we're too accepting, you know.
I guess so.
Well, when you let white nationalists have any sort of platform.
And
then
they've got it now. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, they're taking advantage of freedom, our First Amendment.
Yeah.
And so they're using that against the country itself.
But nothing to worry about, because President-elect Trump has got it all under control.
Well, he's protecting women now.
Yeah,
Wish he'd start protecting men.
Yeah. Yeah, he's lining up his cabinet. He's making announcements every day. They're getting everything ready to go.
Crazy
stuff,
isn't
it?
Yeah. Yikes.
Marco Rubio is going to be the Secretary of State.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
what they're saying. And Stefanik at the UN.
Yes,
oh, boy.
The UN. With Stefanik.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, she knows it all.
She's got it all nailed down. All right.
And Marco. Oh, geez, you know.
Little Marco.
Yeah, he.
That's what Trump called him.
Doesn't have a lot of bravery behind him.
6:49, coming back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX. Some really great news that Simon and Garfunkel have reunited after all these years.
Maybe.
What do you mean,
they
maybe?
Might get together. I mean, they had lunch, right?
they had lunch for the first time in decades.
They didn't sing for their lunch.
And apparently they've patched things up.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe
again.
Again. Because they don't get along most of the time.
No.
And you know, this was actually that song broke them up after, you know, it's such a song about, you know, healing and getting together and being peaceful and setting aside your differences or whatever.
Yeah.
And that kind of broke them up the first time. And they got back together at Central Park. That was a big concert, you know, a few years later, maybe a decade later. And apparently then they went separate ways over the years, and now they're talking about, you know, they patched things up over lunch. So everything's good in there.
Well, you might have some songs, new songs to sing.
Yeah, maybe they'll go on tour. You know, maybe they'll have one more big concert. They're getting up there, you know.
Maybe a few dark songs that we need for this time.
That could be it. Maybe that's why they're what are you looking at?
I just pulled up something called Revolver TV.
Okay.
And they came up with, and I saw Stu Levitan,
yeah,
local politician. He posted this on Facebook. There were a lot of parts of this special TV. It was called the Kraft Music Hall special Simon and Garfunkel. And it was lost for many years. Only just sections of this concert actually made it to other documentaries. Mm. So then he put together a list of all the good songs, all the videos of them. And I watched it. It was fantastic. There's black and white in the original copies of it. But it was broadcast in color originally.
Yeah. Looks beautiful.
Which no one saw at the time.
Looks good.
Yeah, it looks fantastic, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And it's just great. It's great stuff.
Yeah. Remember the time that Paul Simon was hosting Saturday Night Live on Thanksgiving, and he came out dressed as a turkey?
Yes. He had a great dry sense of humor.
Oh, God.
Perfect.
He's a very funny guy.
Yeah.
But, you know, they were such a serious, I mean, all their songs are so, you know,
kind of melancholy
and serious and reflective, and then he comes out in a turkey suit for Thanksgiving and Saturday Night Live, and then blames the producer, blames Lorne Michaels for making him dress like this. Yeah, that was good stuff.
I just want to respond to Mark, who texted us and said, "Sounds of Silence," and the people bowed and prayed to the orange god they've made.
Yeah, that's one of the lyrics.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
He also said the silver lining of a Trump administration that John will have a veritable fountain of material for the Idiocracy segment.
Well, that's true. That's true. Yeah, the breakup and the, you know, the reuniting of Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel reminds me of us. You know, over the years, how we've broken up and gotten back together again.
There wasn't a time when you hated each other, was there?
Oh, no. There was plenty of times.
We hated each other so many times.
I was going to say, it's more like John and his mega friend in Milwaukee, if they ever, like, go out to lunch or something.
You know, we get along pretty well.
Yeah.
I got to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, most of the time.
Well, you know.
There's the moments.
You know, there's something about like preparing for the show and getting our material ready and stuff like that. And I feel like sometimes, you know, I may be forcing a lot of this material on you. And I kind of regret having to do that.
I don't think there's, you know, it comes and goes. You know, every once in a while we'll present an idea to each other. You know, I'll come up with something and you look at me and your eyes kind of glaze over. And I know maybe he doesn't think too much of that. But there are other times where, you know, you come up with something and I think, yeah, that's a pretty good idea.
A lot of times when my eyes glaze over.
Yeah.
I'm going to sleep.
Going into a coma?
Not actually. No, I'm probably just, you know, sitting there thinking, where can we go with that?
Yeah.
What can we do with it?
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
There's no shortage of good ideas. It's just, you know, actually doing them.
Exactly.
You know, actually try to, how do you actually get the thing off the ground?
Yeah.
We go through that a lot.
We do?
I just want to mention this portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. You can sleep better and dream bigger. You can dream big dreams on a Verlo mattress. That's what we like. We'd like to dream big, right?
Yeah, I could have used one over the weekend. That's all I did was sleep.
You should get a handcrafted Verlo mattress. They're available on Madison's east side or west side or online at Verlo.com.
Yeah.
Sam?
Well, I was gonna ask, is it better to dream one big dream or a bunch of small dreams?
Don't go all philosophical on us now.
You're talking about REM cycles here.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. Okay.
What do we got coming up?
Well, Judy Davidoff will be here
shortly. Right.
We're going to talk to her around 7:35 and talking about the new Isthmus magazine newspaper that comes out monthly. Always comes out on the first Thursday of the month. And this time around, the focus is on nonprofits. And I didn't know until I saw the mag.
Yeah.
Boy, there's a lot of nonprofits out there.
Yes.
And she did a deep dive into all of that. She'll be talking
about
that.
Get to the bottom of that.
Yep. And, of course, we'll have the big story of the day coming up next on John and Gordy in the Morning, 92.7 WMDX. Come on. As we were saying.
Gordy Show.
John Gordy in the morning.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.